Hare Krishna. Today we shall be reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, 4th Kanto, Chapter 29, Talks between Narada and King Prachina Varhi. Text number 46. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Narayanam Namaskritya. Naram Chaiva Narottamam. Devim Sarasvatim Vyasam. Tado Jayamudiraye. Nashtabrayeshu Abhadreshu Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya Bhagavati Uttama Sloge Bhaktir Bhavati Naishtagi. Number 46. Yada Yasya Anugrahnati Bhagavan Atma Bhavita Sa Jahadi Matim Loke Vedecha Parinishtitam Yada Yasya Anugrahnati Bhagavan Atma Bhavita Sa Jagadi Matim Loge Vedecha Parinishtidam Yada Yasya Anugrahnati Bhagavan Atma Bhavita Sa jagadi madim loge Vedecha parinishtidam Yada yasya anugrahnati Bhagavan atma bhavita Sa jagadi madim loge Vedecha Parinishtida. Yada, when, Yasya, whom, Anugrahnati, favors by causeless mercy, Bhagavan, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Atma Bhavita, realized by a devotee. Saha, such a devotee. Jahadi, gives up. Matim, consciousness. Loke, in the material world. Vede, in the Vedic functions. Cha, also. Parinishtidam, fixed. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada Ki. When a person is fully engaged in devotional service, he is favored by the Lord who bestows His causeless mercy. At such a time, the awakened devotee gives up all material activities and ritualistic performances mentioned in the Vedas. Kindly repeat translation with me. When a person is fully engaged in devotional service, he is favored by the Lord who bestows His causeless mercy. At such a time, the awakened devotee gives up all material activities and ritualistic performances mentioned in the Vedas. Purport. It's a long purport, very important purport. Prabhupada has given everything in this purport. In the previous verse, those who are in knowledge have been described as unable to appreciate the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Similarly, this verse indicates that those who are followers of Vedic rituals as well as those who are followers of fruitive activities are unable to see the Supreme Personality of Godhead. In these two verses, both the karmis and jnanis are described as unfit to understand him. As described by Srila Rupa Goswami, only when one is completely freed from mental speculation and fruitive activities, anyavilashita shunyam jnana karmadhyana avritam, can one engage in pure devotional service without being polluted by material desires. The significant word atmabhavita indicates that the Lord is awakened in one's mind if one is constantly thinks of him. A pure devotee is always thinking of the lotus feet of the Lord. Savaimana Krishna Padaravindayo. A pure devotee cannot remain a moment without being absorbed in thoughts of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This constant thinking of the Lord is described in Bhagavad Gita as Satata Yuktanam, always engaging in the Lord's service. Pajadam Priti Purvagam, this is devotional service in love and affection. Because the Supreme Personality of Godhead dictates to the pure devotees from within, the devotee is saved from all material activities. Where even the Vedic ritualistic ceremonies are considered material activities, because by such activities one is simply elevated to the other planetary systems, the residential abodes of the demigods. Lord Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita 9:25, Yandi Deva Vrita Devan Pitrin Yandi Pitr Vitaha Pudani Yandi Budejyam Yandi Matyachino Pimam. Those who worship the demigods will take birth among the demigods. Those who worship ghosts and spirits will take birth among such beings. Those who worship ancestors go to the ancestors, and those who worship me will live with me. The word Atmabhavita also indicates that a devotee is always engaged in preaching to deliver conditioned souls. It is said of the six Goswamis, Nana Shastra Vicharanai Gati Munau Saddharma Samsabhagau Loganam Itakarinau. A pure devotee of the Supreme Personality of Godhead is always thinking of how fallen conditioned soul can be delivered. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, influenced by the merciful devotees, attempt to deliver fallen souls, enlightens the people in general from within by his causeless mercy. If a devotee is blessed by another devotee, he becomes free from karmakanda and jnanakanda activities. As confirmed in the Brahma Samhita, Vede Shudurlabham, the Supreme Personality of Godhead cannot be realized through karmakanda and jnanakanda. Adurlabham Atma Bhaktau, the Lord is realized only by a sincere devotee. This material world, the cosmic manifestation, is created by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and the believing entities have come here to enjoy themselves. The Vedic instructions guide them according to different regulative principles, and the intelligent people take advantage of these instructions. They thus enjoy material life without being disturbed. This is actually illusion. And to get out of this illusion by one's own endeavor is very difficult. The general populace is engaged in materialist activities. And when people are in are a little advanced, they become attracted to the ritualistic ceremonies mentioned in the Vedas. However, when one is frustrated in the performance of these ritualistic ceremonies, he again comes to the material activities. In this way, both the followers of the Vedic rituals and the followers of the material activities are entangled in conditional life. These people get the seed of devotional service only by goodwill of Guru and Krishna. This is confirmed in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Guru Krishna Prasade Paya Bhakti Lata Bija. When one is engaged in devotional service, he is no longer attracted to the material activities. When a man is covered by different designation, he cannot engage in devotional service. One has to become freed from such designative activities, sarvopadhi vinirmuktam, and become pure in order to serve the Supreme Personality of Godhead through purified senses. Rishikena Rishikesha Sevanam Bhakti Ruchyate. The service of the Lord through purified senses is called Bhakti Yoga or devotional service. The sincere devotee is always helped by the super soul who resides within the heart of every living entity. As Lord Krishna confirms in Bhagavad Gita 10:10, Tesham Sadada Yuktanam Bhajatam Priti Purvagam Dadami Bhutti Yogam Tam Enamam Upayandide. To those who are constantly devoted and worship me with love, I give the understanding by which they can come to me. This is the stage of becoming free from the contamination of the material world. At such a time, a devotee makes friendship with another devotee and his engagement in material activities ceases completely. At the time, he attains the favor of the Lord and loses his faith in material civilization, which begins with Varnasrama Dharma. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu speaks clearly of one's becoming liberated from the Varnasrama Dharma, the most exalted system of human civilization. At such a time, one feels himself to be perpetually the servant of Lord Krishna, a position taken by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself. Naham vipro nacha narapadit nabi vaishyo nashudro naham varni nacha grihapadit no vanasto yatirva kintu prodyan nikhila paramananda purnamrdabde gobi bhartu padagamalayor dasa dasa anudasa. I am not a brahmana, kshatriya, vaishya or shudra. I am not a brahmachari, grihastha, vanaprastha or sannyasi. What am I? I am the eternal servant of Lord Sri Krishna. Through the disciplined succession, one can attain this conclusion, which is perfect elevation to the transcendental platform. Thus in the purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki. Om Ajnanati Mirandasya Jnananjana Shalagaya Chachurun Milidam Yena Tasmai Sri Guruve Namaha Mugangaro Divachalam Bangum Langayade Girim Yatkripadamagam Mande Sri Gurum Ninatharinam Paramananda Madhavam Krishna Chaitanya Devam. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishnaya Vasudevaya, Devaki Nandanaya cha, Nanda Gopakumaraya, Govindaya Namo Namaha, Govindaya Namo Namaha, Govindaya Namo Namaha, Namaha Pankajanabhaya, நமகா பங்கஜமாலினே, நமகா பங்கஜநேத்ராய, நமஸ்தே பங்கஜாங்கிரயே. ஸ்ரீ ராதாஷாம் சுந்தர பகவானுக்கு, ஸ்ரீ ஸ்ரீ கிருஷ்ண பலராம்கி, ஸ்ரீ ஸ்ரீ கௌரன் தாய் பகவானுக்கு, சிலப்பூபாதுக்கு. ஹரே கிருஷ்ணா. ஸோ வி ஆர் இன் தி செஷன் ஆஃப் வண்டர்ஃபுல் செஷன் ஆஃப் ஸ்ரீமத் பாகவதம், வேர் ஸ்ரீ நாரத முனி சொல்லி த்ரூஅவுட் தி ஸ்ரீமத் பாகவதம் ஈஸ் டேக்கன் அப் த சேம் டாபிக்ஸ் கிவன் டு தி எலிஜிபிள் eligible candidates he picked up and he is trying to take them out of this material world and showing the way back home, back to God. So we were hearing actually for the last so many classes this advice given to Prachina Barhi. As everybody knows that Prachina Barhi has sent his children for getting self-realization. Narada Muni is watching this. So the Prajedas, they are gone and they get a guru on the way. Narada Muni was very happy. Lord Shiva, he became their guru and they given actually very nice prayers which they recite. So at the end of the their prayer, they will be able to see the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Sri Krishna. So then he turned his towards Prachina Barhi, the father, what he is doing actually. He doesn't want to leave him. So when he came, he saw, he sent his children for the self-realization, but he is involved in ritualistic activities and Vedic rituals and worship of the demigods to get the material benefits. So here he is questioning him. So I was thinking actually how Narada Muni is so merciful. So he spent a lot of time. He has given him very nice story to Prachina Barhi. And at the end of the story it was meant for him. Of course, it is meant for us also. That is why Srila Vyasadeva has compiled such conversation which will give us actually the right source of information, the right source of direction. And by following that, the great devotees, they are relevant and they went back home, back to Godhead. So he told this story. And at the end of the story, he told, the Prachina Barhi told, I do not understand actually what you told. Is it meant for me or somebody else? So again, the Supreme, you know, the Narada Muni, sometimes he is addressed as Bhagavan. He spent a lot of time, he is given each and every story, comparison he is given. This is meant for you, your senses, your Atma, your body. All these things are very nicely explained to him. So there is no question of any doubt. Even we should not have any doubt actually after hearing. Yesterday we heard that Prabhupada actually he was touching the Srimad Bhagavatam as he is touching Supreme Personality of God, Lord Sri Krishna, Bhagavan. So Bhagavan actually is literally incarnation of the Supreme Personality of God. Bhagavatam. Whatever is mentioned in this Bhagavatam is the truth. Krishna himself is giving. He is arranging. So he understood actually the story. Still, Narada Muni understood actually. Still, he is not going to practice it. Until I give him very simple way, this knowledge to him back again. His idea, actually Prabhupada has mentioned in the the purport. Atma Bhavida also indicate that the devotee is always engaged in preaching to deliver the conditioned souls. It is said that this is Goswami's Nana Shastra Vicharanai Gandhavadu Lokanam Hitakaranu. The pure devotee is always thinking about the fallen conditioned soul, especially those who are following the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Patitanam. See, Patita, the conditioned soul will never get a chance to get this knowledge. So the devotees are looking at them. He is so fallen, Braji Nambarki is so fallen. He is not living. He says actually, the conditions couldn't be dealt. This is actually his look. The Supreme Personality of God, influenced by the merciful devotees, attempt to deliver the fallen souls, enlightens the people in general from within the causeless, within by causeless mercy. If a devotee is blessed by another devotee, see how nicely Prabhupada systematically is explaining. A devotee, a pure devotee, a preacher, means he is looking at the conditioned souls. By looking at the face of him, he can understand how much trouble he is undergoing actually. Vichara. He is fallen. One after another actually he is suffering. From the face is actually, we say, the mirror of the mind. So he is actually thinking that how I can deliver him. In different way, according to the place, time, place and circumstances, he is making him actually to come to Krishna consciousness, making him to chant the holy name of Krishna. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Sometime Prabhupada said, actually, we want to make a devotee, we have to spend actually at least 1 liter of our blood. That much patience we should have. So he will try again and again, next day, next day, next day, next day. He will try his level best. So Tesham Satata Yuktana, by seeing the endeavor, Bhagavan, it is mentioned that he is giving his causeless mercy to the devotee. Causeless mercy. Even Sugadeva Goswami, before talking Srimad Bhagavatam in second Gando, he is praying to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, please give me some strength, some energy for my words, which I am going to speak. Even though he is a pure devotee. So we should always remember that if we can make somebody to chant the holy name of the Lord, come to the temple, make him a devotee, it is the causeless mercy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Bhagavan has given some strength, some energy for his words. Prabhupada is also telling in America when he went, if you think the purport of Bhakti Vedanta is applicable to me, please make me, give me some strength of my words so that I can convince these people. Because he became totally upset by seeing the conditional life of the people. He could do it. He could deliver so many fallen conditioned souls just because he has given all the credit to Krishna, the Supreme Personality God. So the meaning is actually, we should put all the endeavor. If you go to a village, if you go to a town, slowly you start preaching and see that yes, it is possible. The other day, 2 days ago, I was there in Juhu, another Asubihari temple. They have hundreds of young people, young devotees they recruited from the colleges and the schools, or I don't know. So many are science students. So enthusiastically they are chanting and dancing, sitting for all the classes and everything. So I was asking actually one senior devotee actually, how you could get all these people. It is very difficult. Nowadays, young people to come to Krishna consciousness, it is absolutely difficult because they are fully engaged in iPod and you know, so there are so many unwanted things are come. You know, very easily the sense gratification is possible 24 hours in a day. We can see that, you know, they are always engaged. What is this actually? We cannot understand. And talking also, you know, we begin talking with others, you know, the same interested. Other day, I think 2-3 days ago only, there was some news. One pilot could not control the flight. So it was going here and there and some problem happened. So when he was questioned, actually, how it happened, why? He said the so many air hostess, they were playing with the iPod and pod by the side of him. They were talking about a married life. Their daily, activity, some news, which his attention was taken. So he could not control. So this is the material world now, what is happening. They were all suspended, I think, from... They should not be suspended, they should be dismissed, actually. People are so much engaged. What I say that, even midst of that, we can convince this message with the mercy of A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. We make an attempt. Some percentage of people are coming to us. They found actually this is real. This is real. So like that, Narada Muni, he was looking at him, he was not leaving him. He has gone even to the extent, the verse number 38 I was reading. See, Prabhupada said to us that if you chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra without any offenses, follow the regulatory principles, have a saintly life, you will be able to see Krishna personally in this life itself. So same thing Narada Muni, he has not told like that, Prabhupada. So I was thinking, Narada Muni is telling text number 38, O best of the kings, one who is faithful, who is always hearing the glories of the Supreme Personality Godhead, who is always engaged in the culture of Krishna consciousness and in hearing of the Lord's activities, very soon becomes eligible to see the Supreme Personality of Godhead face to face. He is telling Prachina Bhargava. Hey, I will make you to that platform where I'm not, this is not imagination that, you know, Krishna is not there. It's only deity is there. Recently there was a news actually from South India. One small girl, she is very good devotee. She got a darshan of the Lord. It is confirmed by so many people. So many people are rushing to that place. I don't know the truth about it, but it is possible. Bhagavatam is confirming here. The persons like Narada Muni, Srila Prabhupada is telling actually what is the qualification required actually. This we have to take it seriously. Culture, keep always engaged in the culture of Krishna consciousness and in hearing of the Lord's activities, very soon becomes eligible to see the Supreme Personality Godhead face to face. Such a transcendental message, transcendental thing he is delivering actually. And he is finding fault with, yesterday we saw the Narada Muni said actually the demigod worship does not help to understand the supreme powerful personality of Godhead. Not because nowadays there is a talk, oh, that is also okay, this is also okay, pray to anyone. No, it's all different forms of the Lord. Only you pray to any Lord, you will be successful in your life. So here, this verse is clearly mentioning. No, it is not correct. Everything is not same. Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, something. That is why he is telling me. Manmana, bhava madbhakto, madhyajima, namaskuru, sarvadharman, parityaja, ma, ekam, charanam, vrija. So how can be equal to anyone? It is not possible. That is confirmed in the previous verse yesterday. Not possible. So Narada Muni, you know, in the beginning and the first canto Srimad Bhagavatam I was reading, when he came to Vyasadeva to instruct him to write Srimad Bhagavatam, he was in a bad mood actually after writing all the Vedas and Puranas, and he was simply sitting and he was not very happy after writing even Mahabharata, the biggest book, 100,000 slogans he compiled. So he was not happy. Then Narada Muni came, asked him, what is wrong with you? Why are you saying, yeah, you are a great person, great everything, no? Sir, you are my Guruji. I don't know. You can understand me. Guru can understand us actually. You tell me what happened to me. You want to hear from me? Yes. Kaka Cheshtidam, whatever you wrote is actually the food for the crows. For Kali Yuga, this will not work at all. See, what other information we want actually? Why we should go to Puranas, referring to so many Puranas, other than Krishna consciousness, to get knowledge? So, he said to him, my dear Vyasadeva, you are a great person. Admit that. You have simply misdirected the people. You returned in elaborately the Vedic knowledge, where you are directing actually the Vedic rituals. People are interested in Vedic rituals. They are, you know, nowadays also people are so much of, you know, other day one devotee came, South India, our devotee only. He came and attended actually some function. There he caught hold of so many grihasthas. They took the addresses. He went to their house. One devotee was there in the same place where he was there. So he went to his house first. He told, hey, your house is going to be collapsed. There is going to be a big problem. Astrologically this is going to be. Prabhuji, what is to be done? Okay, I will give a list for you. You bring all the articles, I will do a puja. He spent 50,000 rupees. So he fell into that track. So he wanted others also to go. He took him around all the houses. All the place he went and told, actually your kitchen is not in the right place. Your puja is not in the right place. Your children will become mad. So somebody said, Prabhuji, I don't have any children. Okay. But you are going to be in trouble actually. So some place he one day said that, okay, you don't want to do it? Okay, I will tell you, I have a locket. Nice locket I will give you. Each locket will cost you 2,000 rupees only. All your family members should wear that. Your lifetime. Then it is okay, counteract that. So people, you know, all the devotees, they started talking each other, what is this? they are all following, you know, our nice altar is there in the house, everything is going on very nicely. So he was telling something, you know, something, some information he got from somewhere he studied, Vastu Shastra or some Shastra. So how it will work? So people are fond of it. The devotee spent 50,000 rupees. If you go and ask him for our festival, some donations and everything, it's very difficult for him. For this thing, that is the nature in the Kali Yuga. So here Narada Muni is telling actually, no, you simply misdirect. Why you gave this information to the people? This is not suitable. Kaka Cheshtidam. Then what is to be done? You direct everybody to you write such a literature. This all close it. Keep it in your store. Don't send it out. We don't have any book actually. Somebody comes and asks in our bookstall, Prabhuji, you have Vedas? Vedas are there. I want to see some Puranas and Vedas. This we saw it. Other than this, more than that. Have you read all the, at least this one? Bhagavad Gita cities? No, no. But I want to see whether it is correct or not. Prabhupada has gone through all Vedic literature, whatever is good for us, he extracted and everything is there in the purport of Srila Prabhupada. So he said, you write Srimad Bhagavatam, Grandhara Srimad Bhagavatam Ki. This is only going to work. That is what we heard. One should be engaged actually in hearing and chanting. Hearing the transcendental pastime of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna Leela. This is prominent here. We need not make any stories for Krishna Leela. It is there in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Authorized things are there in the Srimad Bhagavatam. That only repeatedly, nobody gets fed up. People who are hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, you can see they are continuously hearing. Oh no, I know all these things. Now whatever the purport Srila Prabhupada said, we know everything. No. It has to stick in our mind. So he said actually, one wants to, Prabhupada says he want to become a pure devotee. He want to engage into Prabhupada. Bhagavan is telling to Uttava in 11th Kando, not only the devotional service, is telling pure, loving, devotional service. Pure, loving, devotional service. So here Prabhupada has mentioned here, if you want to engage in pure devotional service, you should have anyabhilashida shunyam. Suppose you want to go to Tirupati and give our hair. You know, many people are going and giving the hair. Of course, Srinivasa Bhagavan has told Padmavati, they will give the hair, they will give so many mandi, hundi, you know, it's going on, counting. Why they are going? Everybody has got a demand. No one is going to say that I want to go back home, back to what it, finish this business. No. Material desires. So the material desires has to be given up. Anyabhilashita shunyam. I don't want anything. Even Bhagavan is asking, what do you want? Should I give you mukti? Mukti Devi is coming. No, I don't want you. What do you want? Mama janmani janmani ishware bhavadat bhaktir ahaitukitui. So that is what Prabhupada is telling. If you want, you are serious about pure devotional service, become zero in material desires actually. We can pray to Krishna. That also Prabhupada is giving the hint actually. A pure devotee, we have to get association of the pure devotee. What is the pure devotee? Save manaha Krishna pada ravindayor. We are always actually blaming our mind. Unwanted things are coming in our mind, which is not required at all. So we should not go to such a subject matter, or we should not speak also. It's not necessary. Now somebody I saw actually was giving a class on Bhagavadam. Katha, he was giving a Bhagavadam class. Everybody, so many people are there. Everybody is clapping. Clapping is very nice, you know, very nice to hear. He was asking actually so many questions to the people, which is pleasing to their senses actually. Married life, pre-married life, when you got engaged, until your marriage, how you enjoyed. So some people got up and say, yes, I enjoyed. So people want actually that katha. But Prabhupada is telling actually we have to associate, which is we don't want that katha. No need of simple stories, you know, made up makeup stories, and then, you know, direct the attention of the devotees. Prabhupada actually wanted to take everybody's attention, everybody's mind to the lotus feet of Krishna. Save mana Krishna padaravindiyo. Pure devotees always in his heart, the lotus feet of Krishna they are carrying. That is why we are bowing down to him. Because he is there, they are the temple of Krishna. Always they are thinking about Krishna, Krishna's pastime. This is only which is going to work. Bhagavatam says nothing is going to work. We need not struggle hard for any other knowledge. So here is condemned actually the jnanis and karma gandhis and jnana ganda and everything. Actually it is condemned here actually. We should not go. Even if you do something, actually we should get it done with a devotee. Vaishnava devotee. Don't go to karma kandis, and you know it is not necessary. They will never be able to go back home, back to Godhead, or they will never be able to take somebody to back home, back to Godhead. Even they will not be able to take to Krishna Bhakti, pure Krishna Bhakti, they will not be able to do it. So we have to associate with the pure devotees who are actually fully engaged. Fully engaged. Tesham satata yuktanam bhajadam prithipurvagam. For them only, Bhagavan actually is giving the causeless mercy by showing the endeavor actually. One day, 2 days, not one day. Bhakti is not one day, 2 days business actually. Oh, I went to Vrindavan, I went to, saw that they still, you know, the same. You will be same throughout your life. We have to follow actually the pure devotees. Like Narada Muni, like A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, sincerely, sincerely he has given actually the instruction. So he is telling actually, don't try to after as per the Bhagavad Gita, the most confidential knowledge Bhagavan is giving actually in the 9th chapter. Out of 18 chapter, 9th. The 9th chapter only Bhagavan is giving 25. Yanti deva vrta devan pitru yanti pitru vrta pudani yanti pudejya yanti madhyajino bimam. So those who are worshipping demigod, they will definitely go to demigods. They are about. Those who worship the ghosts, they will go to their abode. They got nice abodes are there. After going there, they can understand actually what the hell is actually. Why? Worship the ancestors. This is also going on actually in India now. The lot of people have got a lot of doubt actually. What is to be done for my grandfather? And every year I have to do Pindadanam, I have to do this. I'm going there for this karma, that karma, and everything actually. After Prabhupada has given enough information here in his why we should go and do that actually. Simply do the devotional service to Krishna. What Prahlad Maharaj got the benediction. 21 generation that side, this side, everybody is decanting automatically. You have to have the face ratha in it. Maybe? No. So they will go to their Pitr Loga. Pitr Loga, it is said that Pitr Loga, all Pitrus are actually crying. I think only one wall difference is there, Pitr Loga and Emaloga. So people can hear the Pitr Loga, all the Pitrus are crying. Why they are crying? Because they don't get any food there. So people are trying to go there. They don't get any food. If their children, if they do some devotional service, they will get the chance to go back home, back to Godhead, or they can be elevated to the position. If they are not doing, so that is why one has to engage actually in the devotional service. It's not beneficial for him, pure devotional service. So here also, the Prabhupada is giving a caution, Narada Muni is also giving a caution, that don't spend our time actually unnecessarily. Reading some other literatures, Puranas, trying to find out, here is the word in the Veda, it is there in the Vedas. Why I should not go for it? So, that people, Karma Gandhis and Jnana Gandhis who are following Vedas, what is in the Vedas, they will not be able to understand Krishna. But who can understand Krishna? Adurlabham Atma Bhaktav. Only the pure devotees, sincere devotees can understand Krishna. Who is a sincere devotee? So Prabhupada is giving actually in the material world, was created by him. Somebody may ask, why Krishna has made this material world actually? If it is horrible maya and all the problems, he should not have made this one actually. We want it actually. We wanted to enjoy other away from Krishna. So he has given a temporary place actually, you go and enjoy. So after coming here, such enjoyers, they go through the important karmani vadigaraste. That word is there. Yeah, I have every right to do my job. Dharma actually. Other things they don't follow actually. Here it is there in Bhagavad Gita Swami, that is I am doing. This is my dharma, I am doing that. So they actually, people are thinking that I am very happy. I am following some rituals in the house. I am going to Deva Devadas and pleasing everyone. My family is good. Enjoying actually. But they are not enjoying, they are suffering actually. They do not know they are suffering. Some artificially they are trying to enjoy actually. Creating some circumstances. They will not be able to. See, they are not intelligent. So they are disturbed. This is illusion. And out of illusion they go and do any endeavor. So they will not be able to go back home, back to Godhead. One day, His Holiness Radha Govind Maharaj was giving a class. He was shouting and telling, this human form of life is not meant only for taking one wife and four children or their parents. No. It is meant for some higher cause. He was shouting actually from Vyasasana. Here only. Many people are thinking, oh, I am taking care of my wife, I am taking care of my children, taking my care of my parents, that is enough. Why should I bother about all other things and everything? I am doing my dharma, no? But he will go to hell. He will go to hell. No, because human form is not meant only for that. You can spend some time. I am not telling that you desert your wife or your duties or something like that. You can do it. Some of our devotees are also doing it. They are taking care of their parents. Sometimes they go and see them. There is nothing wrong in it. But only, no, I am not going back now. See, it is my duty to take care of them. No. So believe in this verse, believe in this statement. Krishna is making the arrangement. Some devotee is very difficult to get a devotee in the Kali Yuga. Learn all these things and realize everything and speak out everything to the people. Realize one. When we speak about the realized one only, others can understand if there is practically. I myself should put into practice. Realize it. Then practical way and explain to the people, they will take into it. Definitely they will take into it. It was successful. That is what our great acharyas, they did it. They practiced it, became successful. The process by process, which process they become successful, they left for us actually. With a warning, say, you take it, you not investigate or anything. So like that, even it has gone to the extent of the pure devotees, what they should do, go beyond all these things. Nistrai gunyo paparjune, above the three gunas we should go. Actually. Try to cross over the ocean of nescience. And even Mahaprabhu has said actually, go beyond, you should get liberated even from Varnasrama Dharma. Prabhupada, the most exalted system in the human civilization. He says you go beyond that. So I was thinking Prabhupada always actually used to speak about this verse. Adha Bumbe Dhuja Sreshta Varnasrama Vipagashaga Sanudishasya Dharmasya Samsiddhir Haritoshanam. Oh, best among the twice born. It is therefore concluded that the highest perfection one can achieve by discharging the duties prescribed for one's own occupation according to the caste division and order of life is to please the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That is what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted. Go beyond your, I am a grihastha, now I got limited this thing, I take care of my families. No, beyond that you should go. Go to Grihastha Ashrama. In Grihastha Ashrama only one is realized that one has to please the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna. That should be actually our aim, goal of our life. How can I please Krishna? All other material people, so called dharma, you do it. No one in this material world is pleased with anyone. I can challenge you. Show me a single person saying that I am very happy with you, whatever you did, maybe today. But tomorrow you will say, no, it's not good. Family members or villages, town or any dharma you take it. No one is happy actually in this material world. But if you do a sincere, pure devotional service, thinking that Krishna, I want you. Krishna, I want you. I belongs to you. You belongs to me. Other day here, in the morning, they are reading actually Prabhupada Vani. So one Vani I was telling, hearing, it was so touching. Actually, Prabhupada said, what I want, how an affectionate child is calling, loving his father. Similarly, as an affectionate children, you all should love Krishna. I was still seeing him on one train. One small girl was calling his father, was standing outside. Father, come here. So he could not come, but she was crying. Then the mother was telling by the side, my daughter is always like this. He cannot remain without father. He want to see at least him. So he was crying. Unless the father came, she was crying. So I was thinking about the statement by Srila Prabhupada. Affectionate children, how they love Krishna. Similarly, we should have an affection towards him actually by looking at him. He belongs to me. So we should try for it. This is possible only by associating with the devotees who are affectionate to Krishna. Prabhupada said, I will show you Krishna one day. You simply follow this instruction. So we will be able to achieve if we follow the footsteps of Srila Prabhupada, his teachings. Other than he has given the Lord Chaitanya's teaching actually. Mahaprabhu has said, I am not a Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya, above all these things. Who are you? And Dasanu, 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 Dasa. Servant of, servant of, servant of, servant of Krishna. But we are always thinking that we are master of, master of, master of, master of everything. Which is perfect elevation to the transcendental form. Prabhupada has said, one can attain this conclusion. Which is perfect even to the transcendental platform, elevation to the transcendental platform. So this is possible only by tell everyone actually to chant the holy name of Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And here Srimad Bhagavatam actually recites in Bhagavatam. So understand it, go and preach to the others. Extend this facility to the all human beings throughout the universe. Everybody can take little, little endeavor. This will save, really it will be saved. Hare Krishna. Mobile. Hare Krishna, any comments? Actually, this is a wonderful purport. Srila Prabhupada systematically, you know, explaining everything what we are supposed to do, how we can become a pure devotee of Krishna. Okay, Kinandara Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, all goodies for some devotees. All glories for some glories, all glories for some glories.